The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump held a Save America rally in Warren, Michigan on Saturday night, and he took aim at several investigations which have been opened against him.
I am their number one target, but I am proud to be fighting for you, and I'm going to be fighting for you for a long time.
He was stumping on behalf of GOP candidates in the state, including governor and attorney general. Rescuers have evacuated stunned survivors cut off by Hurricane Ian on Florida's largest barrier island, and the state's death toll has risen sharply amid recovery efforts. Hundreds of thousands of people still sweltering without power in the state. Days after Ian's rampage from Florida to the Carolinas, there are now 47 confirmed deaths, and officials caution that number could go higher. This is SRN News.
These are the official rules for all contests on Salem Media Group and Salem Communications Holding Corporation stations in the Twin Cities. Collectively, Salem TC from time to time will conduct contests. No purchase necessary to enter or win. If for any reason a prize is not available, a substitute prize may be offered. Winners will be limited to one prize every 30 days. Winners of a major prize will be limited to one every 365 days. A major prize is any prize with a value of more than $1,000. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents that are responsible for any and all taxes. For full contest rules, see this station's website.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Education is absolutely the most critical decision you can make for your children. To get half off, it's a no-brainer. Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, I'm Trish, his better half, and we're from Oakdale.
We wanted a strong Christian school with conservative values.
The half-off tuition program was better than we could have ever imagined for our family.
I asked the station several times to make sure that I understood and that there weren't strings attached. And there were no strings attached. The impact on our kids has been amazing. Their critical thinking is stronger, and they're better equipped for life.
Yeah, the power of the Christian education is that our children can make their decisions, and they're sound decisions, and it just makes them better adults.
Send your child to a private school for half the cost for their first year. No strings attached. For details and participating schools, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Proud life across America, the Billboard people.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
At Salem Media Group, we are looking for sales professionals with a rare blend of talent and skill to be a part of our community. First, you know beyond any doubt that sales is your thing. And while your current situation may not embody this ideal, you are still committed to the consultative process, a sales method that incorporates creativity and partnership deeply rooted in a matchmaker philosophy. Second, you truly are a fanatic about prospecting. You love the hunt. You think about new business all the time, and always have your antennas up for leads that make sense. And third, you are what we at Salem Media Group call an appointment procurement professional. That's right. You're skilled and adept at gaining a face-to-face audience with key decision makers to investigate win-win opportunities.
If this threefold identity describes you, call me, Nick Anderson, General Manager at 651-289-4408 or visit us at am1280thepatriot.com.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
The following program was pre-recorded and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
This is a morning I've been looking forward to for the past 2 weeks, and I'm not kidding. If you were with us last Sunday, you heard John Berg was going to take a Discovery flight at Thunderbird Aviation. Well, he did on Monday. John, absolutely I love the photos that you sent, by the way. And how long did it take for the smile to leave your face?
I was grinning on the way home. I was grinning. I actually went to MSP to pick up a buddy later on, and I was telling him about it. I was grinning basically all evening. Yeah, it was a great time. It was awesome. And if I had thought of it, if I wasn't sort of so caught up in the moment, I would have sent some more pictures and sent some pictures from up in the plane. But I was, you know, we were doing the pre-flight rundown, And I thought of it then, took a few photos, and thought I'll get a few when I get up there. And once we're kind of settled in, and now that all went out the window, and I was kind of caught up in the moment. It was really cool. And a big thanks to Tyler Reich. It was from start to finish. When I walked in the door, he's standing at the desk, and they ushered me in, and we started up right away. We looked at three different planes, although we did the check on our own. It was awesome. It was from start to finish.
How was the weather? I know that Sunday, the day before you flew, we were on the air, and Tyler had been checking the forecast, and how was it?
So on that point, some of my friends, this is kind of a side note, some of my friends and associates need better pre-flight etiquette, because it was pretty windy on Sunday, I think it was. It was breezy. It was breezy early on Monday, and I've got people going, don't crash, don't crash. I'm like, what kind of etiquette is that? That's like somebody's going out on stage, and you're like, hey, don't bomb out there, all right? You know, like don't go out there and lay an egg. What do they say? You say break a leg or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I guess, I don't know, if they were doctors, you know, they might have bad bedside etiquette. But anyways, it was windy, and I asked Tyler straight up. I said, well, would you fly? I said, would you enjoy it? And he goes, yeah, but, you know, if you don't want it to be bumpy or if you're worried about that, they'll probably get a couple of knocks of wind. There was gusts that were like 30 or 20 miles an hour or something like that, I think.
Well, that's strong. Those are strong gusts.
It faded over most of the day. It was pretty clear. You could see sort of a haze of clouds in the distance and maybe some real high-up clouds. But, no, it was pretty much blue sky and sunshine. It was quite bright, actually. I should have brought my shades with me and did not think of that. But it was, you know, once you're up there, it was great. I'm looking out the window and looking around. And we got a couple of little, even when I was steering, we got a couple of little bumps, you know, drafts of wind, but I wouldn't call it windy and I wouldn't even really call it, you know, extreme turbulence or anything. It was just a bump or two.
Nothing that made you grip the yoke.
No, not too much. Tighter. No, there was one or two where I felt, I'm like, oh, and you can kind of feel it move, but it was just like a shudder and you could feel the plane kind of work itself out too. It pretty much feels like it flies itself. I know Tyler's sitting there and he's definitely doing some work over there steering, but when I had the wheel, it was very smooth, very easy, and the turns went easy. There's a couple of turns. We went. I saw the water tower by my house on the west side of Lake Minnetonka, so we banked a little bit to the left. And I remember thinking, so if I just keep going here, do we just flip right over? You know, it's kind of a weird feeling having that kind of control. Yeah. I mean, it's an odd feeling having control of this machine, and you're, you know, how high up? I think we were at 25. I think we set it 2,500.
And, yeah, because you have to stay below the Class B airspeeds.
Yeah, and it was pretty open out there. There was one other flight who was off, and actually I was watching, Tyler and I were talking about it. He was tracking him on his little thing here. on it. He has this little pad on his leg, I think it was.
Yeah, iPad.
And,
yeah.
And yeah, we eventually got a visual on him off in the distance, and he was up. He was up. He must have been at 3,500. I don't know. I think he said he was 500 feet up, so he must have been at 3. We kept an eye on him, but that was towards the end when we were coming back. So we started off and went up towards Lake Minnetonka and hit that area and kind of went kind of from we went almost east to, or west to east over the lake, ended up over Wayzata Bay. Then we went down south and we kind of came up the river valley from Shakopee and sort of checked out. Yeah. I mean, you were looking at Canterbury and there was downtown Shakopee and all that. And then it gets kind of rural out to the south, be the southwest there.
And the amusement park.
Yes, we saw. Yeah, exactly. The Tower of of whatever, the Tower of Death or Power or something. I think it's the Tower of Power. anyways, saw that. And then we had to, we kind of hung out south of the airport, south of the river, waiting for that flight ended up coming in before us. And then we were watching our, I think we actually set our path along 42 and it would be Burnsville and that, that stretch of highway. And we sort of went east waiting for our lane to open up at the airport. And we were also keeping, kind of keeping an eye because MSP is like right up, you know, not that far once you're up there. It's kind of funny how small everything looks once you're up there. So we sort of set a course. We're heading straight east. And when we got the okay, we came in. And talk about a smooth landing. That was, it was impressive. Tyler set it right down. I mean, it was, I think the wind bumps were just as rough as the landing, you know. So it was super smooth. Just set it right down. It was really cool.
Fantastic. All right, let's start all over. So you get out there and you meet in the lobby. Isn't that a great facility?
They it's really nice and very welcoming.
Yeah.
He's right there sitting there leaning. I go, I'm looking for Tyler. And they go, right here.
My first question is, the Archer is one of my all-time favorite planes. It's just a great plane to fly.
Yep.
How did you end up flying an Archer? Well, that's unusual for a Discovery flight.
He said, and I actually was eyeing the plane outside the door. I'm going, that must be it, because it was supposed to be the, remind me again, what we
the had, Warrior.
The Warrior, yes.
Yeah,
and there was
Piper
one of
Warrior.
The, it was sitting right out from the door. It was probably the closest plane to the door. We chatted a little bit. I filled out their information that they need to make sure you're all squared to go. Got that all taken care of. That took literally like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, and we're out the door to start our check on everything. And we walked right past that. He goes, you know what? We got, we're down here. I said, oh, weren't we taken one? He goes, yeah. Turned out that one was busy. We actually decided kind of last minute, maybe the night before, which airport, maybe it was the morning of, which airport we were actually going to go from. And it was convenient for both of us to go from Flying Cloud. So
I think you did that Sunday morning.
It must have been, maybe it was Sunday morning then. We figured it out. We decided on Flying Cloud, and it turned out that at the time that we picked to fly, the plane was occupied. So we ended up in the Piper, in the
Archer.
In the Archer.
The Archer.
Which is a slick looking plane. I mean, it has this cool kind
of
blue.
It's a great plane.
I love that blue. Yeah. It looks sharp. And so that was passed. I was checking out the one we were supposed to be in, and it looked pretty cool. He said it's got 10 more horsepower. Or he said it's got more horsepower, so it's got a little more a little more oomph. And we got out there and basically started our procedural, you know, our list that we go around the plane and check everything, which is pretty familiar. Mm-hmm. That's not actually very unfamiliar. And Tyler and I were talking because we both have a background in trucking. So we had our list that we used to go through. It's basically, I think it was probably simpler than going over my old garbage truck I used to drive. It's probably, there's probably less to check. I'm not kidding. But it was real slick, real quick. They obviously keep it in good shape, ready to go. So we did the fuel check. He was... some of the we discussed some of the the pitot tube last weekend, and I can't think of the flap on the back that helps you go up and down and set your, but we discussed that, and he was sort of pointing out all these things. He pointed out some of the
The technical term is the up and downy thing.
The up and downy thing. That's exactly what we were looking at. Well, no, not only that, he was contrasting it with the other, because there was a couple planes over here, and I can't remember. I think one was a Cessna. So he was showing some of the contrast between
High
the
wing.
It was a little bit bigger. I think you could seat six in the Cessna that we were looking at. He just pointed out some of the differences, like the pitot tube on the Cessna and the static thing. They were in different places, and he pointed out some of the differences. Also, the thingy. There was two different. One of them had, one of the planes we looked at only had it on one side. I'm trying to think if that was the one we were in, or if it was one of the Cessnas we looked at. But he was pointing out the differences in the planes, and we probably spent 20-25 minutes out there before we actually got in and got going. So,
Yeah, things that you normally don't think of, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, well, and then explaining how it all works and, you know, he was the static thing. I probably need a better explanation to explain that to anybody, how that all, I definitely would. But it's certainly interesting. It's very cool. And it's unbelievable how simple a plane like that, you know.
Yeah, it's called the static port, I think you're talking about.
I think it's just a little
tiny pinhole on the side of the fuselage.
There you go, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was explaining how some of that works and what it does, and then we were talking about sort of diffusing the static, too, if you're getting charged mid-air.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
And you were. All right, we'll take a break. Dan Berg is our guest and our producer. And our call, he's doing everything today.
I got it. I'm busy.
and we'll keep talking about his Discovery flight that he took Monday at Thunderbird Aviation. And you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35 W and 494, very conveniently located, and by Thunderbird Aviation with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a Discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there's no time like the present to start your career in aviation. This is Al Momberg. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Choose your career-specific courses that enhance your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. Academy College makes the college transition easy, no matter what your current circumstances. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy's support. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066. Next quarter begins October 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. John Berg is our guest, and I haven't officially said this on the air, but congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you, Al.
At Salem Broadcasting. Well, well earned.
I appreciate it very much. I had a great mentor, Lee Michaels, and we're all, I'm happy that he's, you know, making a transition and things are well for him. I'm sad to see him go, because I've been working with Lee since I started here. He was my mentor. I actually started here in a mentorship program just essentially volunteering and getting an education in radio while I was working other jobs. And I did that through Lee, with Lee. Lee was the first guy I met when I came here. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So you took the Discovery flight last week. We've been talking about this. I got to ask you about the taxi, because Tyler said he was going to have you do the taxi.
Yes.
How did that feel, steering the plane with your feet rather than using a steering wheel?
Well, that was goofy. I'm not going to lie. That was odd. Yeah. It's not something, I guess, you know, I'm sure there's folks out there who are very coordinated with their feet. It's not something if I practice, I'd get that, but it was a little weird. I was heavy with my left foot. I know that for sure, because I kept pulling the nose to the left and having to ease up completely. I was not subtle with the left foot, so I could get it, though. Yeah. It was cool. I mean, it was very cool. I got it straight for long stretches right at the very end there, and then we had to make the turn, and he kind of took over. But, yeah, that would take a little getting used to. I can tell that.
Yeah. And then you go to the run-up area. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting, going through the system checks to make sure that everything is okie-dokie before you take off?
So, yeah, that actually is really – I followed him as best I could, Tyler, when he went over all of our gauges and everything, and I'm trying to remember what process we go through and then listen to what he's listening to in his ear as well. That might be the most challenging part, is making out what I'm hearing from the tower. It really is not easy to it's so kind of garbled. It really is tough.
It takes a while to get used to that. After you get familiar with it, you pick up on what you need to hear. Listening to the ATIS report before you started taxiing, you get the ATIS report and you find out what the code word is, so the tower knows that you did indeed listen to the ATIS report.
Mm-hmm.
And you check in with, my tail number is 4256 Quebec.
Yep.
And you call the tower and you say, Cessna 4256 Quebec with Charlie or whatever the code word is.
The code word is, yep.
So they know, and then you say you're ready to taxi.
Yeah. You're essentially confirming that you did, that you listened to what they were. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough to make that all out. And then there was times, too, they're talking, and I'm thinking we're supposed to be listening, and he turns and says something because they're saying something to somebody else. It would take some getting used to, but yeah, it was cool because I'm sitting there watching the gauges. He's got the Garmin things right in the front there, and we were he had talked about getting your engine warmed up, and then we did. So I actually did the accelerator too, or the throttle, like whatever it's called.
Throttle. The
plane. When we took off. But the whole process leading up to that, I was trying to watch the gauges that he had pointed out to sort of get a grip on it, and. I mean, if you spend a few hours in there, I bet it becomes pretty second nature,
It does.
I mean, being that I run a board and, I can do multiple things at once, it was cool. It was very cool. It was appealing. It was, it looks fun.
Radio people are quite good at flying airplanes, because in radio, when you're on the air live, you have to stay ahead of the show.
Exactly.
And flying an airplane, you have to stay ahead of the airplane. You don't want to be behind on either one of them.
Exactly.
So it becomes second nature, and it really helps to fly. Okay, so you've taxied, you've done the run-up, you've checked all your systems, and then you taxi over to the whole short line.
Yep.
And you call the tower, and you tell them, this is... Fiber Archer, blah, 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 whatever the tail number was, ready for takeoff. How long did you have to wait before they told you to get on the runway?
Oh, I think it was only 60 seconds. I mean, I didn't. Yeah. It was so brief that I really didn't clock it as much of a wait at all. It was,
There was nobody coming in on final.
No, and I'm trying to think. There was that one other plane that was up that day, but I don't think there was anybody up. At least in the general area, it seemed like it was pretty wide open. We didn't wait for anybody, and I didn't see. I'm trying to think. Maybe while we did the check, there was one plane that came in, but it seemed like a pretty quiet day. It didn't seem like there was a ton of traffic out there, which probably is a good day to do something like that. So,
and Flying Cloud is a great airport. It really is. The tower people are fantastic, and with the three runways, so if you do have some wind issues, you can usually land into the wind the way they're set up out there.
Well, and maybe they're so good at their job that it was busier than I noticed, and they just simply are really efficient with what they do, so it was easy to not notice. But no, we didn't wait long. It was perfect. It was slick. It was very quick.
Yeah. All right. So when you did the takeoff, how much did you do anything? Any of the takeoff, or did Tyler handle?
So
the
we got straightened out. I think I helped us straighten. I think I straightened us out or something. I'm trying to remember that exact process. We stopped, and then we did the throttle up. I did the the throttle.
Yeah.
And you let that go. I'm trying to think of. You let that go to a certain amount of RPMs, or I
you go full bore. You go full
yeah,
bore.
Yeah, it's basically, yeah, exactly. Yep. It was full bore. He goes full throttle. I'm like, okay, crank it up.
Yep.
And
yep.
then,
yep.
Hands off, and he took off, and I kind of kept the throttle, and eventually I just backed off as we started to climb. And I'm trying to remember when he came in, and it must have been when we sort of planed out at 2,500 that he throttled it back and dialed it back. Yep. But at that point, I was totally preoccupied looking around and not paying attention to the throttle anymore. But it was very cool. I mean, that power, I said, don't commercial flights do this where they stop and they're basically set to go and then they power up and you hear the engines, or the jets roaring. Yeah. And it sits there for what, like 20 seconds doing that, doesn't it?
Takes a while for that big old beast to move. Big airline.
Yeah, you get that rush of power just sitting there in your seat before you actually start moving. So it was, I was like, is that basically what they're doing? He goes, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They've
got to pop the clutch.
Yeah.
To get going.
Yeah. Well, and then that happens, and it was like, okay, wow, we're going. I mean, and you can feel every move in something that size. So it's a different sensation than taking off in your big old jet airliner. So it was very cool, and that when you first feel that lift, that's there's something about that. That's a really cool feeling. That first whoa, when you're all of a sudden you're up.
I was just going to ask you, because I've talked about so many times about leaving the confines of Mother Earth.
Yes.
And it's an incredible feeling, and you just expressed it well. I mean, because it's just like, wow, because we're not supposed to do that.
Exactly.
And we're not meant to fly.
It's like something just reaches up and just boom, all of a sudden you're up in the air.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. It's a funny feeling I get. Even when I fly commercial, that's my favorite part is taking off and sort of that rush it gives you. And it's because, I don't know, there's a little bit of risk involved. You're flying along and you're flying through the air. So, gives you that rush. I'm not an adrenaline junkie, but I do appreciate a good rush.
It truly is. So you got up to your cruise altitude, around 2,500 feet. Is that when he gave you the controls of the plane then?
Yeah. I think I was banking as we were rising. I was. We banked right as we were. He goes, here, if you want to bank right. He said, we're going to head to the, what would that be? I'm trying to think of how we took off. That must have been to the west. I think we made a turn to the west, if I remember right, and then headed back.
Do you remember the number of the runway you took off?
Was it 27?
I'm trying to remember and they've deviated a little bit because the Earth rotates. But it used to be there was.
I want to say it's the one that goes right out over like the river.
Okay, well that's 36. What is it?
So we were on one of the long, so there's the one that crosses.
The two long runways.
Yeah, we were on the closest one to the,
Thunderbird?
To Thunderbird, yes. I was trying to think of
something. Okay, so you were on one of the east-west runways.
I believe so. And isn't that taking off like west-southwest?
Yeah, so that makes sense that if you were taking off to the west, that you would bank to the right.
We banked to the right.
Go over Lake Minnetonka.
So and we were still rising because at that point, as I'm banking, I'm still looking at basically sky, but we are going to the right. Then the right side dips a little bit, and you kind of get a glimpse and sort of hold steady and then get a core. I was probably a little janky about it. I probably turned and then turned again rather than doing one smooth motion, but I was, you're kind of, okay, that worked, I'm not going to start, making harsh turns and harsh moves. We were just sort of easing to our we'd be heading like north-northwest to get up to Lake Minnetonka, and we were there in just a couple, I mean, it's like 2 minutes to get there, And there's
amazing,
a couple of things, I think I was looking at, I think I saw Chanhassen and then Excelsior on the way, so I'm sort of getting my bearings of what I'm looking at here. It was very cool.
Did you fly over your house?
I don't think we actually got all the way over to my house. I think we got distracted with Wayzata Bay and some of the houses over there. I'm not going to go into detail, but we ended up having some conversations about our old trucking days and the routes, and it turns out Tyler had done that area, had some routes over in that area, and we were looking at some houses. There's some pretty cool ones over.
Yeah.
Some of those lakeside properties are pretty incredible.
Yeah, amazing.
And then we both have some stories about some of the people that we've know over. I'm not going to go into any details, but it was very cool.
That's fantastic. So how long were you over Lake Minnetonka? Other question, here you are. You're the end of October. Were there any boats out on the lake, or all the docks taken in already?
The docks were not in yet. They were not in yet, and I did see a few boats out there. It looked like a lot of those folks were, like, taking them, you know, going to take them out or something, though. It was not a busy day on the lake. I didn't even see very many fishing boats out there, which I did expect to see a few of those, given that we're cooling off. But what was it? It was a Monday. So looked like a slow day out in the lake, but it sure would have been a nice one. Sure would have been a perfect day to go out and do some muskie fishing.
I'll give you a little backstory. Thunderbird had a open house. This is before I moved to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Miss Mitchell, B-25 bomber from the commemorative Air Force, bring that in for people to take rides.
Oh, cool.
And Joe Grazzini, who I went to high school with, and Tim Jackson were flying it. And they asked me if I'd like to go up, and I said, well, yeah, B-25 bomber, are you kidding
twist
me?
Twist my arm.
I was very familiar with Miss Mitchell, but I'd never gone up in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're up flying around, and Tim said, do you want to jump in the left seat here? And I went, well, yeah.
to fly.
Yeah, yeah.
So very
he climbs
cool.
out, and I climbed in, and I was amazed at how nimble that bomber was. But we were at that point. We were flying over Lake Minnetonka, and the boat. I mean, this is the middle of summer. And
there's
boats everywhere.
Nuts.
I looked down. And I started laughing. I said to Tim Jackson, "I'm having far more fun than they are."
Exactly.
And it was the truth. All right, we're going to. I'm sorry. We'll take a break. It is 10:30, and you are listening to the World of Aviation. John Berg is our guest. You may hear him every once in a while as the producer on Sunday mornings. What John did is a discovery flight this past Monday at Thunderbird Aviation, and that's what we're talking about today. The World of Aviation is sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
If it was 1990, you'd be listening to your favorite radio station on a bulky boombox that burns through D batteries faster than you can say, "You've got mail." Thankfully, it's the 21st century, and there are much better alternatives. For example, just ask Alexa to tune in.
Alexa, play The Patriot Minneapolis.
It's time to throw out that old beeper and get with the times. Listen to your favorite AM 1280 The Patriot hosts in high quality with Alexa and Amazon Echo.
Whether you're preparing for a typical Sunday morning or a special holiday service, you'll find an array of helpful creative tools from Worship House Media. From countdown timers to sermon illustrations, visit worshiphousemedia.com. That's worshiphousemedia.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
There are few things in life better than leaving the confines of old Mother Earth, putting the nose of your airplane on the center line, and going full throttle down the runway. You put a little back pressure on the stick, and the plane knows when to lift off. It's a feeling you can only get being a pilot. Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. You can experience this by taking a $99 discovery flight at Thunderbird. You'll go up with a certified flight instructor, and you will actually take the controls of the plane and fly it. You'll feel the exhilaration, excitement, and gratification that you've heard me talk about so many times over the years. Thunderbird Aviation is where I learned to fly, and they are simply the best. They have a variety of aircraft you can rent, and you can always be assured that they've been maintained to the highest of standards. The first step, though, is to take a discovery flight. Visit their website at thunderbirdaviation.com. Thunderbird Aviation, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. To learn more about the discovery flight, go to thunderbirdaviation.com. You're listening to The World of Aviation. John Berg is our guest and our producer at the same time. He's doing it all. And John went for his Discovery flight this past Monday, went up in a Piper Archer, which is again, one of my favorite planes, just a beautiful airplane to fly. So after you were over Lake Minnetonka, is that when you headed south to go over the Minnesota River Valley?
Yeah, we'd been talking about, you know, various places that would just be nice to see and fly over. We were talking about the St. Croix and that side of the city, too. You know,
yeah,
we got to keep this flight, you know, to a... And Tyler, too, he goes, we can go, you know, a few minutes longer. We can take a longer route here. So, you know, we were up there. I think we had to be up for 40 minutes, something like that, 45 minutes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we really tooled around over Tonka for a while, and then we headed south, and I can't remember which way we banked to get there. I think at that point we were probably chatting, and Tyler was probably doing a lot of the flying. So we headed down straight south, basically. So we, you know, passed Chanhassen down to sort of the Chaska and then up to Shakopee along the river area there. I mean, we saw the you know, Valley Fair and that stuff. There was Canterbury.
Yeah.
To the right, I'm trying to think. There's some new developments out there. It's growing. It's getting bigger than when I lived in Shakopee. I used to live down there, so that was.
Wow.
I thought, let's fly down, you know, sort of over the river and see that area.
Yeah.
And you know, it was cool. It was just very cool.
Yeah. So did you follow the river at all, or did you continue heading south and then?
No, we did turn with the river and we started heading sort of east up towards. I mean. Once we got past Shakopee, I mean, you're basically looking at Flying Cloud there, and then we ended up. I think that's the point where it became important to check see where that other plane was, because at some point he became a factor. But we found him, and he was above us. I believe we waited. I think he ended up landing. They ended up landing before we did. So we ended up setting our course. Once we kind of passed the River Valley area, we sort of set a course. You could literally see 42 County Road 42. That stretches along the southern edge of the Twin Cities through Burnsville and Apple Valley and all those. And we sort of just set our course on that to wait for the runway to open up once he was wrapped up. But that was probably like an extra, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes of flying where we just sort of set the course straight. I did some steering at that point, and we were, you know, still yakking away. Eventually it cleared, and we came in for landing. And that was...
No, just out of curiosity, did you go into what is called the pattern? Or did the tower give you a straight-in approach?
I think we had a straight-in approach. I don't remember there being I don't remember there being a pattern, so I'm going to guess that was a straight-in approach. Yeah. It was pretty straight. It seemed straightforward to me.
Yeah.
Like, boom, come right in. And yeah, well, it was so as we're descending and coming in, and he's throttling it back, you know, to get to, he goes, we're coming in a little hot, and he dials it back a little bit, and I'm like, wow, it feels feels like if you pulled back on that too much more, we might just sort of just drop, you know. I mean, it feels like
it's a strange sensation.
It is. I feel like we were going very slow coming in. I mean, obviously
you're supposed to.
Exactly. It's just a very strange sensation to sort of slow down and brake mid-air and then kind of come in, and it was to Tyler's credit, it was such a smooth landing. It was, you know, I mean,
ask you something else. Did he tell you, okay, we're going to go with the first notch of flaps here?
I'm 10 trying degrees to think of if flaps. I was watching him with. I know he obviously had the flaps. I don't think he was calling out degrees or anything like that. But I was watching him as he sort of maneuvered everything and. I think I clammed up at that point and didn't say anything so he could focus on landing the plane. And it was just super smooth. It was, I'm sure he was, I don't know what degree, but I'm sure he was working the flaps because he was focused in. He was, you know, he was paying attention to what he was doing.
So he greased it. All right. So after you guys land and you taxi back to Thunderbird, did you sit in the plane and talk? Did you get out of the plane and talk? What was the procedure after
I think we taxied right in. I think I might have steered again, too, as we taxied. Taxied right in. We weren't in the plane much longer once we hit the ground. We got parked and got out, and I guess at that point I was pretty charged up. It was just, you know, it was like an adrenaline rush. So
it is, isn't it?
I remember when I was telling Tyler, I'm like, this is just so. I'm like, so he was explaining his schedule and everything and sort of what he does. I asked sort of some of the destinations, and I think we were sort of talking about that as we came in. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about when I was I brought this up with him because I remember being, you know, in my early 20s, you know, 22, 23, banging around from seasonal job to seasonal job. And I thought, man, I said it. I'm like, you know, I've got a career. I work, you know, with the Patriot and for Salem.
Yeah.
If I was 23 years old and was doing the stuff I'd been doing back then and someone had made this such a clear option to me and sort of, you know, explain the different avenues you can take, I would have been in. I would have been in. And that's no reason not to do it now. I like you and I were talking. I could see how people get the bug. And I was like just chatting up Tyler about it. And for any young man who doesn't necessarily have a lot of direction, maybe they just aren't, you know, like I went to school like three times, you know, community college, but never really got a direction. This would be the kind of thing that I could just dig into and have a ton of fun doing and start a career. I mean, I thought about it. I'm like, geez, if I knew about this 15 years ago, I probably wouldn't be in radio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honest to God. That's probably the case. It's contagious.
Yeah. You know, on the other hand, you could put in another 30 years flying.
Well, that's the thing. It's like this is the kind of thing you could. I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, radio is, you know, fleeting and, you know, it can be fickle. I'm not saying it's fleeting or fickle here at Salem. Salem's a great company to work for.
No.
But, you know, you had your guest who started flying at what? He's one of our spots that runs for you. I can't think of the guy's name, but he started flying much, much older than I am.
And
it's the kind of thing I think about and go, well, that would be great to hit, you know, to be, you know, one day I will eventually retire, you know, to be able to do something like that would be, you know, I used to think about that and go, well, you know, it'd be great to golf and be able to do these, you know, to have activities and things you're into, you know, as you age. And this is the kind of thing I think I could absolutely get obsessed with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's so many ways to do the flying. You can rent from a company like Thunderbird and be, you know, I mentioned that the ad that just ran a little bit ago. When I was renting planes from Thunderbird, I never was concerned about whether the plane was ready to fly.
Yeah.
Never once worried about that. Because, well, first of all, I got to know the maintenance crew, including Robin Erickson, who I went to school with, and he was the head AMP mechanic there, and Robin retired, but the people that followed him now are just as good, and you never worry about it. I mean, and that's one of the nice things about renting an aircraft from an organization like Thunderbird is that you know the planes are, you know, they're ready to fly.
Well, I got that. I definitely got that sense. And when we came in off the tarmac or whatever you would call the area out there, I met Nancy. It's Nancy, right?
Yeah.
So I came in and she wasn't, you know, sitting right there. They're like, hold on one second. I said, okay, yeah, no problem. And I got to meet Nancy, and she asked about, you know, how was it? Did you enjoy yourself? You know, and I was kind of giddy. Good. I mean, it's exciting. It is really exciting. I don't know how else to explain it. And now I'm not going to lie. Like it's like I'm driving away from the place, you know, and like a half hour later, I'm looking. I'm like, oh, a plane. I'm like seeing planes in the skies. And there's a guy with a what do they call the seaplanes? There's a guy on the way to my house in Mound.
Float plane.
He's got one. And you know, I'm driving. When I drove by yesterday, I actually slowed down to take a better look at it, to get a good look at it. So all of a sudden, it's like, you know, when like women get pregnant and all of a sudden they see everybody's pregnant and it's like they think all of a sudden everybody's pregnant. It's kind of like this. It's all of a sudden I'm like noticing it and fixated on it. Like when all of a sudden you get a new vehicle and you think, geez, does everybody drive this vehicle I just bought? Now I see them everywhere, you know? It's kind of like that. So,
you know, you took one of my questions in the back of my head away because I remember that distinctly. You suddenly start seeing every plane that's up in the air, and you're wondering, you know,
exactly.
You know what he's doing or she's doing up there.
Yes.
You know, you know what the procedures are. You're flying with them because you know.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at
that's fun.
Yeah, I'm checking out the. There was one flying awfully low. It must have been a couple of days. It must have been Friday or Thursday. And yeah, I'm finding myself questioning. You know, wondering where they're flying out of. Oh, that looks like a unique. It was like a looked like a six seater or something. Yeah, I just never really thought like that. It sort of brought that into focus for me. I guess I'm noticing more planes than thinking about them. I told you. I think I sent you an email. I went home and watched Iron Eagle one night when I had like an hour.
Yes.
Do you remember the race scene in the beginning?
Yes.
I'm like,
yes,
oh my goodness, yes. Like this is perfect.
You know, and I watched the videos because that's like 30 years
ago. It's like 1986 or something. We had it on Betamax, and I watched it when I was a kid till the tape was wore out. But it's been, last time I watched it was probably 1994, you know? I mean, it's been forever.
And I can't remember if I asked you guys last week if you've seen the new Top Gun Maverick.
You did. And Tyler had. I think he went and saw it like multiple times you had. And I'm the odd man out who has not seen that yet. I got to make that a priority this week.
You're going to have to watch it. It gives you, it'll give you more of an appreciation, I think, because you've been up, you've been behind the stick, and you understand. All right, we're going to take a break. John Berg is our guest. He took a Discovery flight this past Monday out of Thunderbird Aviation. And the smile is still there, by the way. It definitely is. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly. Two locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a Discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
We say thank you for your support of the Here to Help campaign. This past week, we raised over $27,000 to support the life-changing programs offered by the Salvation Army. Your donation is already at work right here in the Twin Cities, providing rent assistance, supportive housing programs, and more. Because of your generosity, families in the Twin Cities won't have to choose between paying rent or putting food on the table. They're getting the hand up they need to regain stability. Thanks again to Geritom Medical, and most of all, thank you.
Some of your favorite pastors and authors are bringing you their most popular devotionals free. Discover the joy and peace you can experience every day when you spend focused time in God's Word. Sign up for daily devotionals from crosswalk.com and get inspiration and encouragement sent right to your inbox. With devotionals for parenting, singles, women, and more. Crosswalk.com provides spiritual growth for every stage of life. Crosswalk.com is a division of Salem Media Group.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there's no time like the present to start your career in aviation. This is Al Malmberg. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Choose your career-specific courses that enhance your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved dispatch course. Academy College makes the college transition easy, no matter what your current circumstances. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy support. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066. Next quarter begins October 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is John Berg. He had a Discovery flight this past Monday. Went up in a Piper Archer 2 for a Discovery flight, and sounds like he had a great time. You know, we were talking earlier about your mom and your aunt, that you would you'd like to get them up. You know, I got to tell you something, and I've said this so many times, and I have purchased Discovery flights in the past for friends. My brother Denny, who wimped out and never even went up.
Oh, come on.
As a Christmas gift. And I was surprised. I don't know. He was in the Air Force and would.
Well, that's the last one you buy him, right?
Well, but he wasn't a pilot. He was not a pilot. In fact, he ended up on the rock up in the Aleutians.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Wow, yeah, that's quite remote.
Yeah, yeah. You're with a handful of guys on this little island below ground.
Were they trying to get rid of him?
Well, I won't go into detail how he ended.
Okay,
no. I gotta tell you something. I won't go into the story how he ended up there.
How he ended up in the Aleutians.
He did tick off his CO when he went over his head.
Yeah, and you end up in the Aleutians.
The Aleutians on the rock.
Oh, that's another show, though, isn't it?
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, still a funny story. Not to him, but to the rest of us. But, you know, I was going with that is that, it's $99 Discovery flight is such a great gift idea. You know, when you can't figure out what to get somebody, if they've ever shown any interest at all in flying, this is a great, it truly is a great gift idea. It really is.
People absolutely
love it when they go up.
99, yeah. I mean, that's it's amazing you can do anything for $100 nowadays, you know?
Exactly. You know, it was, how many years ago? Probably 4 or 5 years ago, my oldest son, Matt, for Christmas, got me a Discovery flight for a glider.
I've heard talk about the glider experience before. It's been a little while. But
And the guy I went up with was a United Airlines pilot. He had just retired, and he had a glider, and there's a glider port it's about 4 miles from where we live in northern Colorado.
Really?
In fact, when I take off from Burnham International Airport, as I affectionately call it, the grass strip out here, when you take off heading west, you fly over the glider port. And you know, and when I'm taxiing and when I'm doing the run up, I'm listening to 123.300, which is the frequency for the Owl Canyon area, and that's the frequency that the glider pilots use. So I'm always listening to see what activity is going on with the gliders.
Who's gliding where?
Tow planes, and the tow planes.
Yeah,
it is fun. But you know, going up in the glider, I've been flying for a number of years now, but it was the first time I'd been up and took the controls of the glider, and thoroughly enjoyed it. I can honestly say it was one of the best Christmas gifts I've ever received.
Cool, very cool.
Because I just absolutely loved it, and you know, and I'll tell you what, even at my age, I'm still planning on getting that rating in gliders.
In gliders,
because it just makes you a better pilot.
I suppose it does. Yes, adding another dimension to your skill set.
Yeah, but once again, you know, I don't know if Tyler explained it to you, but if you're up flying and you lose an engine in a general aviation aircraft, it's generally not that big a deal. You know, if you're over a huge metropolitan area, then it's a little tougher to find a place to put it down to land. But, you know, where I fly out here, landing in an open field is like landing at Burnham Field.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you lose one, you find the field and you set it down calmly.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, this past Friday, I did a biennial, which you do every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You go up and do a check ride, and they just want to make sure that you're proficient.
Yeah.
And that's for everybody.
Which is responsible, yes.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, we went up, and we were laughing our heads off, having a great time. and doing maneuvers that I haven't done in years, you know, doing tight turns at 45-degree bank, and you go in a circle until you've come back to the point where you started it, and then you turn and go in the other direction and do the tight 45. And the key is that you don't want to lose any altitude. Gain any altitude, you want to stay at the altitude that you started at. You know, it just shows proficiency. But, you know, you're flying along and you're a biennial and you're doing that check ride, and the examiner will pull your throttle back and say, all right, you've lost your engine. Where are you going to land? And one thing you do when you're second nature is you're flying along and you look for a place to land if all of a sudden the engine died. It's second nature. You do it,
and you're doing that pretty constantly, right? Like as
constantly, always.
Like you say, like looking. You were saying, and making the comparison with radio or producing, you're looking ahead and making contingency plans if something goes wrong.
Exactly. You know, and you go down to you know, and he did that to me twice during the flight, and you know, so the second, you know, the first time I went, the second time I went, oh, sneaky, aren't you? Why don't you take Niedermeyer? Don't you take Niedermeyer with you? He's a sneaky little just like you. and you go down to, you've got to be 500 feet above the highest object, you know, and when you're out in the ranch country, you know, that's the ground for the most part.
Yep.
And so you go down to about 500 feet, and then, you know, the examiner will say, all right, get us out of here.
And they're scoring you the whole way, basically, on this, just like an evaluation.
They're paying attention to what you're doing, you know, so they, you know, they're assured that, you know, if something happens, you're all right. You know, you can handle it. And so you go full power and you take off. And, I mean, it's just fun. I don't know how else to put it. It's, you know, and you know, it's oftentimes when I'm flying and I get back, I'll call Steve Green, a good friend of mine. He was my instrument instructor when I was taking the instrument course. And he's flying for an airline now, and I'll call him, and he'll just tell by my voice that I've just come down from flying.
You've been in the air.
he just knows because he hears that big grin on my face. So, you know, that feeling never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
It's really amazing. You just love it when you're up.
So I'm literally thinking about the next one. Like, I've got to come up with an excuse here to do another one of these and, you know, bring my brother or whatever. You know, in the future, I was you and I were talking, like, right now I've got some work to do. We've had a transition here at the station, so I'm pretty busy these days. But looking down the line, it seems like something that would be really, really fun to get into and start the process. And I mean, those folks out there were, you know, Nancy, Tyler, a big thanks to them because they were so nice and welcoming. There's a lot of appeal. I've got to have more time to make a commitment to something like that, but it's absolutely the kind of thing I can see myself doing for sure.
I can definitely see you doing that. And you can tell right away if somebody is something that they would love. And seeing the smile on your face and the photos that you sent on Monday, I thought, you know, this is something that I think John is going to do, because it's just, you know, no matter how old it gets, it's fun. Every flight is different, you know, and you were talking about the perfect landing, greasing the landing is what we call it. You know, you don't need anybody in the plane to tell you whether you've just made a really nice landing or if it really stunk.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. It's like hitting that really, like, even if you're out there by yourself playing nine by yourself and you put one out there just dead straight, and it's just that satisfying feeling. It's that satisfaction you get out of accomplishing something you've been going for. And you can transfer that into any hobby or any interest or whatever, and it's that feeling of satisfaction is something I kind of chase, you know.
Yeah,
it's like a natural high.
You had mentioned doing this for your mom and your aunt. I think you should do it because they're going to understand the enthusiasm that you have for doing this.
Yes,
and you're going to become a pilot one of these days. You're going to do it. You're going to get your ticket.
You have planted the seed. There's no doubt about that, Al. So stay on me. And yes, I probably will. I got to straighten some things out and make sure we're squared away here. But this is the kind of thing that I could absolutely get into. And even, you know, like I said, I'm already just thinking about, okay, these discovery flights, these, you know, I got to get a couple of friends up or some family. Yep. I mean, I got a whole list of people I could take along. So,
yeah. Well, you got to share it with them.
Exactly.
And I wish I was there so I could take you up flying.
Well, Colorado is not that far, you know.
No, it's not.
They pay me, and I know people out there, too. So maybe someday I end up out there and
we'll
like Jacob. Say hi.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would love it because it's a little bit different out here than it is there.
Well, I absolutely
would. First of
all,
flying off a grass strip. John, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Al. For coming on the show today. Really appreciate it. You've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Clot Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
AM 1280.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.